Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump meet for their third and final debate tonight in Las Vegas. The presidential debate comes with just 20 days left until Election Day. We're going to get a preview of tonight's debate with NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. She is on the campus of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where the debate is being held. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robert.
The last debate was just 10 days ago, but a lot has happened since then. Let's start with Donald Trump and the path that he has been on over the past week and a half.
He's been on a steady march down the rabbit hole. You know, Trump came into that first debate with momentum. The polls were tied. He was surging in some battleground states. Then he had a pretty poor performance in the first debate. But more importantly, he continued the fight with Miss Universe after the debate. Then the tape came out of him boasting about assaulting women or what could be assault without their consent. Then he brought some Bill Clinton accusers to the second debate. Then all sorts of women stepped out of the shadows to accuse Trump of inappropriate sexual activity. Then he started claiming he was the victim of a rigged system. It's almost as if he was pre-delegitimizing the election before Election Day. So he seems to have given up on what was a powerful anti-establishment message on the economy and trade and terrorism. Now he's got an anti-establishment message based on conspiracy theories.
Well, do you see any strategy in the way that Trump has been campaigning?
That is an excellent question, because it seems as if his strategy is not to expand his vote, it's to energize his core supporters, which is not a great way to get 270 electoral votes. It seems as if his ceiling in the polls is now his floor. He's bouncing around between the high 30s and the low 40s. That makes a lot of people wonder what he's up to. When you type into the Google search bar, "Is Trump trying?" the first thing that comes up is to lose the election. So it is mystifying to a lot of people, including some of his supporters.
Now, Hillary Clinton has plenty of new questions to answer since the last debate about the inner workings of our campaign. There are the hacked emails released by WikiLeaks, and there are also fresh questions about her own email server. What has all that done to her candidacy since the last debate?
I think it's hurt it. Most Democrats, however, feel the damage is embarrassing but not damaging, not anything that would blow up the race. But I do think she'll be asked about it tonight in a way she hasn't been yet. Chris Wallace, the moderator, is very aggressive, and she is going to have to explain again why she set up a private server, why she said certain things in private but not in public, and the overlaps between her State Department staff and some of the Clinton Foundation business. I think Hillary Clinton's temptation might be to sit on her lead. She is ahead, and she's a cautious politician. She might decide her main goal tonight is not to screw up. But many Democrats feel she needs to do more than that. She needs to make an affirmative, positive case for herself, not just to be the anti-Trump. She's been very skillful at disqualifying him. But in order to get a mandate, voters need to know what to expect if they elect her. And many Democrats say she hasn't done that yet.
You've mentioned the moderator, Chris Wallace of Fox News. The format will be different from the last debate, which was a town meeting with questions from voters. What do we know about what Wallace's focus is likely to be?
Wallace has said that he is going to make an attempt to return the campaign to the big issues like immigration and entitlement reform and the Supreme Court. That's something that's been missing from this campaign. Mm-hmm. The last topic is fitness to be president. That is something we've heard a lot about.
Mara, thanks.
Thank you.
NPR's Mara Liasson in Las Vegas.